level of commitment. So now you know what you want and or need to accomplish with this move. The next step is the level of commitment you're willing to make to accomplish this. Let's cover four levels of commitment as we've defined them. Being open. When we look at candidates, we often will define them either as being passive or active with regard to a search. I think the statistics out there say that 70% of people currently employed are either passively or actively involved in contemplating a next move. Being open means that you are happy where you are, things are going along fine, and you're not actively pursuing new opportunities. Yet, we define it as being open because we think you should always listen to at least what somebody might have to say. You never know when an opportunity is going to present itself that is just so extraordinary that you would say yes no matter what. And the good news about pursuing things when you're in this situation of being open is there's very little pressure on you. Basically, you can walk away at any given time, go back to the situation that you're in and be quite happy. Yet we encourage to being open because you never know when an opportunity of a lifetime may present itself. And it doesn't always present itself when you need it. Oftentimes it presents itself when you're not looking for it. Let me do some math here. Basically, if you are looking for an opportunity, you are looking for an opportunity within a confined period of time, let's say 2 to 3 months. That means the great opportunity would have to come along within 2 or 3 months. If you are being open and a passive candidate, it may be years between interviews. And obviously, a fantastic opportunity would be more likely to occur over the course of several years than a narrow period of a couple months. Being open requires very little commitment to time for the most part. Basically, what we would recommend is that you always code your LinkedIn profile to being open, which would have more people reach out to you. Barbara's going to cover that a little bit later on. Short of that, if there are inquiries and asks made of you about potential opportunities, you can dictate whether you want to pursue it or not. And as a result, you control the amount of time and energy you want to expend. Browsing is a notch below that. People have a tendency to browse. Perhaps they had a bad day. They're looking to avoid work on a Friday and say, let me kill some time. Let me see what else is out there. You might want to explore what potentially is out there, just keeping track of your career opportunities. Or maybe there's some rumblings of changes that might be occurring internally or externally within your firm. So occasionally you will check things out. You're spending several hours looking at job boards or maybe even checking into companies that you have a high level of interest in. Committed means you've already decided that you need to make a move. Let me dial that back a second and say you want or need to make a move. You know that you're bored where you are and you're looking for more growth or challenge. It could be a matter of money where you do want an increase and feel that you're underpaid based on the rest of the workforce. Management has changed and you're not happy in the new role. You are ready for just a new opportunity for excitement. You're bored where you are. Or perhaps you're returning to the workforce after caring for children or a parent or ailing relative. If you are still working, well, this is an extra commitment to your day job. Essentially, your day job is continuing in the role that you're in, providing hopefully excellent service to the company that you're working for. But on top of that, you're taking time in evenings or in weekends to look through job boards, get your resume out there, and be active in the search process, along with networking, of course, with people that you know from your past or new people that you come into contact with. And lastly, we get to urgent. Urgent means that you are unemployed or given notice that your job will be no longer there and you'll be laid off, and you have to spend your entire time looking for a new position. That means a full-time commitment to looking for your next role. No matter what your level of commitment is to making a change, investing a little bit of time in being prepared will have you more able to seize the opportunity. And for many, preparing before you need to be prepared comes more easily and results in a more positive evaluation of your needs and wants.